This is the Spirit and Truth broadcast, pre-recorded for to be played July the 21st, 1990. The title is God is No Liar. Hello, friends. This is Brother David. If you're like me, you've probably heard Bible stories about how somebody failed God or sinned or fell to temptation, and you said to yourself that if you had been in their shoes, you would not have done the things that they did. Now, in the past, I've said things like that myself, but today, as Christians, we need to be careful not to be hypocritical like the Pharisees in Jesus' time were. Matthew 23 says, starting with verse 39, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets." It's not uncommon for people to say, "If I had been there, I would have done what they did." But in our lives today, we're faced with some of the very same kinds of situations that biblical characters faced. And one problem that the Lord has led me to talk about today is believing God and remembering that God is no liar. Now, you might be saying to yourself, "Well, I know God doesn't lie. I mean, I've read Bible verses like Titus 1:2, where Paul referred to God that cannot lie. I've read Hebrews 6:18, where Paul said it was impossible for God to lie. And I just know that God cannot lie." My friend, we need to remember, when we put too much emphasis on the word "I," when I say, "I know that God doesn't lie," my friend, when we put too much emphasis on that little word "I," it may very well be the place that the devil tempts you next. I don't think you can't be tempted into thinking God is a liar, because, my friend, there are examples in the Bible where men were tempted into believing that God was a liar. Now, you may be quoting Philippians 4:19, which says, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory," and then lose your job. You may be living by James chapter 5, verse 15, which says, "The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up," and then get a head cold that won't go away. My friend, you can be tempted into thinking God is a liar. The devil can put stumbling blocks in your way, and it just seems like God just doesn't hear your prayer. My friend, the devil has ways of attacking, and if you start thinking that you can't be tempted in a certain place, my friend, that is the place that the devil will attack. My friend, we need to keep in mind, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter where we are, we need to keep a faith in God. We need to keep believing God, and we need to remember that God is no liar. My friend, I've heard people that said that because one of their relatives died, or because that something happened in their life, they blame God. And they said, "Well, I can't believe what God has to say." They say that I can't do what God wants me to do because he's hindering me. My friend, God is no liar. If he said that he wishes above all things that we'd prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, my friend, that doesn't mean that he wants you to be in poverty. That doesn't mean he wants you to be sick all the time. My friend, just as much as you read the Bible and you develop the qualities in your own soul and you strive for perfection and you go on and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, my friend, once we start on that walk and we try and improve our own soul, my friend, God does not want us to live in poverty and to live in sickness while we're doing that. In James, it says, "I wish above all things," no, it's in 3 John, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul doth prosper." Now that's 3 John, verse 2. My friend, God says things in his word that he will do for us. There are things that he's promised us. There are things that he wants to happen in our lives. And if we just keep believing God and we maintain faith and we believe and always constantly keep in mind that God is no liar, my friend, that's how we need to be. We need to keep us on the straight and narrow path, to keep us going, you know, on the road that God has set us on. And because we need to keep in mind that God is no liar, because the devil can tempt us into thinking that he is a liar. Adam and Eve were tempted into believing that God was a liar. And after I read this, I'd like you to tell me if in this situation, if you maybe could have been tempted too. In Genesis chapter 3, we'll start reading at verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman, now this is Eve, the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. My friend, God has planted a garden. The Bible says God planted a garden eastward in Eden. He made man out of his own image and in his own likeness, and he formed woman from man's rib. He created the garden, Adam and Eve, and he placed the two men, or Adam and Eve, he placed the two people in the Garden of Eden. And he told them you could eat of any tree in the garden. He said you can have, you could eat them apples, you could eat them oranges, you could eat them grapefruit, you can eat anything in this garden. But from the fruit that is from the tree of life, my friend, God told them that ye shall not eat. Now, I said just a second ago, you could eat the apple. My friend, the Bible does not say that the fruit that they ate was an apple. That's the common conception that Eve ate the apple. But my friend, the Bible says that it was the fruit from the tree of life. It makes no specifications. But anyways, God told them that they could not eat of the fruit of the tree of life, or if they touched it, or if they tasted it. Verse 3 says that they would die. God told Adam and Eve that if they touched or tasted the fruit of the tree of life, that they would die. Now, verse 4, the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. My friend, the devil outrightly told Adam and Eve that they would not die. Now, my friend, that was a lie. We know that today, that was a lie. The devil told the lie. He said that if they ate the fruit from the tree of life, that they would not die. Now, my friend, in verse 22, there in chapter 3 in Genesis, we'll begin reading there. Now, Eve, as we know the story, Eve took the fruit, she ate it, she gave it to Adam, and he ate it. They both sinned. My friend, that was the sin, the original sin that brought the sins of the world down upon the rest of us and made, man subject to sin and, of a sinful nature. In verse 22, we'll begin reading, The Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. My friend, the devil told a lie. He said that if they ate, that they would not die. But he also spoke a little bit of truth there, if you caught that. The devil says that God knows that when you eat, your eyes will be opened and you'll know good and evil. And my friend, God does not deny that. The devil spoke a little bit of truth and made that lie of his look real sweet. It made it look like, hey, this is something good. Because he threw a little bit of truth in there, my friend. And that's something that you need to watch out for in your walk with God, is to realize when the devil tells you some truth, he doesn't mean it for your good. My friend, he means it for your harm. The devil spoke a little bit of truth and sweetened up that lie that he told Eve. But my friend, it still brought sin upon the world. But now here's the temptation that I was speaking of a few minutes ago, how the devil tempted Adam and Eve into thinking that God was the liar. The tree of life, they were expecting to keel over. They were expecting to die because God had said you will die. They were, and my friend, what a shock it was when they ate the fruit. Eve didn't keel over. Eve did not fall dead. She gave the fruit to Adam. He took a bite of it, and he didn't die. They sat there and ate, and my friend, they didn't fall over dead. And that probably surprised the heck out of them. And they were probably at that point thinking, hey, this serpent has told us the truth. My friend, God does not lie. God does not lie. The devil is the liar. John 8:44. Jesus said, He, the devil, was murderous from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. My friend, the truth is not in him to tell you something good. My friend, he spoke a little bit of truth here in Genesis. He spoke a little bit of truth to sweeten up his lie. But my friend, he did not mean that truth for good. He meant that truth to go out and be evil in the camp. He meant that truth to go forth and to bring sin upon the world. And my friend, if God told you that if you did something you would die, if you did it anyway and didn't die, my friend, that is a point of temptation, because you can be thinking in your mind, hey, you can be doubting God. That's not beyond something that we as humans do, because sometimes we do doubt. That's the whole point. When Jesus came in and he set up the churches for the perfecting of the saints, the Bible says. Now, friend, when you got saved at the altar and said your sinner's prayer, you did not become perfect overnight. I mean, when we stand before God and his throne, Jesus is going to make us perfect. But until that time, we are still subject to temptation. The Bible says that during the rapture, this mortal will put on immortality, and this corruption will put on incorruption. My friend, right now, we are still in a corrupt, mortal state, and that has not changed. When you said your sinner's prayer, that did not change, because the Bible says that during the rapture, this mortal will put on corruption. This mortal will put on immortality, and this corruption will put on incorruption. My friend, it's not beyond you to be tempted. And I mean, even such as something as simple and fundamental as God being always truthful, my friend, the devil can even tempt you with that. And to prove it, I mean, there's a story in the Bible. Adam and Eve were tempted into thinking that God was a liar, because the devil sweetened up his lie with a little bit of truth. My friend, we need to be on guard at all times. We need to be watchful at all times. The Bible says, Jesus said several times, to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. My friend, we need to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. We need to watch out. And my friend, believing that God does not lie, we can trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord, and depart from evil." My friend, we need to do that at all times. Adam and Eve made a mistake. They didn't depart from evil. They saw that they were going to be doing something against God, but they went ahead and did it. And we need to use that example today. We need to use that example to keep in mind that we should always be truthful to God, truthful with God, and always strive for the truth that is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Father. My friend, I need to make a few announcements before I go. I'm almost out of time. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The church is located near downtown Harriman on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. Regular services are Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, be sure and mark this on your calendars. We'll be having the monthly gospel singing service in 2 weeks. Saturday night, August the 4th, the Young family from Dayton, Tennessee will be singing at the church. So be sure and make plans to come and bring someone with you August the 4th at 7 p.m. My friend, it's time for me to go. So as I remind you each and every week, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."